Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Steely Dan bringing us back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Kara Hoganson. Kara is Vice President with Principal Financial Group. She brings with her the 2019 Principal Financial Well-Being Index, the sixth time they've done this survey, polling small business owners about what they think about their financial well-being, why they spend their money on, and what their interest is in spending their money on investing, I should say, really, in their key people. Kara, thanks again for being here. Your respondents today have stronger balance sheets than they've ever had. The small business sector is stronger financially than it's ever been in my lifetime. The balance sheets are stronger for a number of reasons, which I've gone into in the show. I won't take the time to do it now. But there's never been a time, in my opinion, when small business owners have been more financially able to take care of their people from a benefit standpoint. Does your research show that?
It absolutely indicates that, Jim. You know, almost 70% of business leaders, based on this most recent survey, they offer benefits because they feel it's a responsibility to do so. And many of them are thinking about increasing the amount that they allocate towards benefits or perks, given that we're still in a period of time where it's hard to find the right talent. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that talent is just essential to
If you've got talent, you better hang on to them, because I predicted that 2020 was going to be the year of Hunger Games out there on Main Street.
Yes, you did make that prediction.
They're going to be coming. The big guys are coming after your talent, folks. You better button them down. Go ahead, Kara.
Yes, no, absolutely. And that is definitely a top concern of business owners. Retaining the existing talent that business owners have is more of concern than attracting new talent to their organization.
Yeah.
And just business owners are doing what they can to make sure that they keep those people with them to serve their customers.
One of the things I want you to make sure we talk about, we started out on it in the last segment. You say that you found that there are different motivations between millennial business owners and baby boomer business owners. There are different motivations in taking care of their people and in investing in their people. Lay that out for us. Explain what you mean.
Absolutely. So this particular survey, we decided to do a little bit of a deeper dive into how business owners that fall in the millennial category compared to those business owners that maybe identify as business or boomers, excuse me. And so, you know, both groups feel a responsibility to provide benefits and an engaging workplace for their employees. Millennials actually provide the most benefits or perks and believe that this is one of the things that really differentiates their company. They do that because they want healthier employees, they want improved performance. So they're really kind of thinking about it in terms of a return on investment, if you will. The more that I as a business owner invest in my talent through benefits and perks, then the more engaged and more productive my employees will be. And kind of contrast that a little bit with boomers. Boomers, again, still feel that responsibility to take care of their employees, but they feel that their key differentiator is really their family culture. Mm-hmm. They tend to offer fewer benefits due to the cost, but they do that to create, you know, employee satisfaction and make sure the morale of their employees is in a good spot. So,
well, it must be said, Kara, that the baby boomers who still are in business brought their businesses through some pretty tough times. especially in the lost decade between 07 and 16. And so they can be not they it's got to be understood, you know, the frugality that they had to have during that period of time just to have any kind of just to survive. And so there is that perspective that's still there. But I do believe that the way baby boomers think about individual responsibility and the way millennials think about that, I think that's different. And what your research is showing, which is fascinating to me, is how that is applied to their ownership, to their stewardship of their overall organization. I'm in your research, I'm for the first time seeing the millennial attitude showing up in the CEO role. That's very interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. It is. No, and I think your point about just the boomers and all that they have experienced in running their business during some incredibly trying economic times is definitely playing out in what we're seeing in this most recent research study.
Right. So, so folks, go to, is it principal.com? Is that how they can find the research?
It is. Go to principal.com, and then if you just search for Well-Being Index, you will have access to all this great information, including some tools to help business owners, if they're interested, evaluate their own benefit offering.
And find out more about the benefit side of this research, folks. That's one of the main, the key indicators of this research. Kara, good job today. Good job on the report, and come back soon.
Thanks so much, Jim. Appreciate your time. Have a good day.
Kara Hoganson, ladies and gentlemen, with Principal Financial Group. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.